On Thursday afternoon, a group of city officials met near the existing substation to hear a new take on the expansion of the site from Bonanza property owner and developer Mark Fisher. He and Rocky Mountain Power are now engaged in talks of a land swap, which could move the substation toward the center of Bonanza instead of away from the area altogether, as was earlier proposed but then denied by Park City Council last week. Fisher says the substation could expand south or away from the recycle center towards the Windsor Crippen buildings along Iron Horse Drive. It would be adjacent to the existing site, but in a rectangular configuration, which is both more convenient to development and the shape that Rocky Mountain Power prefers. Implicit in the agreement would be several conditions for Fisher. One of those would allow Fisher to build, subject to approval, a tall building next to the substation to block the view of it.
A new idea was generated that I was not aware of until Friday, and that is that we could give the back of the yard in exchange for the front 94 feet of the current substation. Well, that's a pretty significant idea, because as many of you all saw today out there on the site, that would allow us to build a large building to the north of the station where the front of the substation is now to shield it. And so... Under that scenario, I just wanted to go on the public record and say I'm duly authorized and I'm accepting the idea of a trade.
He says there are several things to work out. One of those is an apparent miscalculation of how big the new site needs to be. There is ample space under Fisher's new plan. A representative from Powder Core, another major property owner in the area, expressed preliminary approval by saying the new configuration wouldn't block a crucial view corridor. Park City Council last night was due to discuss the expansion, but as Mayor Dana Williams says, since Rocky Mountain Power and the developer are entering negotiations on the land swap, the city would for now simply express its preference for a low-profile substation that would limit the height to about 30 feet instead of 60 feet.
So what we would prefer to do tonight is defer the recommendation on the substation until the alternative location discussion is resolved, and that we understand that this has to happen within the next couple of weeks. Now, I know we had a deadline, but to a certain extent, the two alternatives that we're given right now, given that you are still negotiating, we don't want to set something in stone right now. And you guys seem, at this point, to be open to Mark. Mark seems to be really open to talking about this. And so it substantially changes the whole future and outcome of BOPAW based on what you guys come up with over the next week or two.
Another matter entirely are the power poles, which will grow from about 40 feet to 100 feet within the expansion. And the burial of those lines is no longer an option, says Fisher, since the funding to do so went away with the denial of the relocation last week.
I still think the other side was better. And the point that was lost, it's all about the poles. And that other option got rid of the poles. So this option does not. However, there's a chance we can find some kind of a compromise.
That's Mark Fisher, developer of the Bonanza Park area. That compromise he refers to was not disclosed. A representative from Rocky Mountain Power agreed to continue talks with Fisher and give the Park City Council another week or two before they need to weigh in on the new proposal. In the new proposal, the recycle center would possibly need relocating. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.